You're listening to SBS News.
It's been a relentless year for many riverine communities across New South Wales. The anxiety is acknowledged by the Emergency Services Minister, Steph Cook.
Communities in the Hawkesbury Nepean area, we're very conscious of the fact that your communities have experienced four floods within an 18-month period and acknowledge the anxiety that some of you will be feeling at this time.
As an intense weather system sweeps across the state, bringing widespread heavy rain, rivers already in flood are expected to rise once more. Joshua Clark is the Operational Readiness Officer at the New South Wales State Emergency Service.
The areas of impact and concern for the SES are Gunnedah, Bathurst, Forbes, Warren, and most of inland New South Wales.
The SES has assured communities it's well prepared, but is urging residents in flood-prone areas to know their risk and be on alert.
Have a plan. Make sure you know where your safe documents are or important documents. Make sure you know where you will go and the way to leave if you should be requested to evacuate. And if that is the case, please follow that advice straight away.
A band of storms has also crossed Victoria over Thursday and Friday, some locations receiving around a month's worth of rain in just 1 hour. Flash flooding in Melbourne on Friday wreaked havoc on the roads. Here's Tim Waybush, the Chief Officer of Operations at Victoria's State Emergency Service.
SES volunteers and our emergency services have now responded to over 600 requests for assistance. Some of the busiest areas for that has been around Frankston and the Bayside suburbs, also across Woodend and the Maryborough districts.
The system is expected to intensify in some areas on Saturday, with storms and heavy rainfall moving across southern Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania. Tanya Dandrinos, SBS News.